podcast number 3 for Don't Dress for Dinner. So we today have our special guest is Robert Hill, who is playing George in the play. Hello, welcome Robert.
Hello, I'm Robert and George, it's me.
Woo! So I think I'll start off by asking you, what actually drew you to the script and kind of inspired you to want to audition for the play or for the... Did you audition specifically for George or...?
So I originally auditioned for Robert, and because my name's Robert, no.
Yeah, fair enough, it is easier.
I just found it quite humorous, but very intricate. It's almost like solving a puzzle.
Yeah.
From like when you get to know the characters and then you're going back and you're rereading who's going with who and who.
Yeah.
So that was what drew me to Robert. And yeah. I auditioned for him, but I think I was quite energetic and quite... Mm-hmm. And Tom, the director, said audition for George.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't even read the part of George, you'd got that far into the play yet.
Yeah, right.
And then, so I just did it while I was reading.
Yeah.
And now in hindsight, perfect character for me because it's very much my type of personality, the high, like kind of the great, like up and down, very, you know, big personality.
Yeah,
so
fair enough.
That
cool.
Worked well.
Nice. All right, so other than the fact your name isn't George, and you're not French, so Robert's character is French.
Not really, but sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you might be. You never know. How are you different to your character, and how are you similar to your character?
So I'm probably different in to my character, is in that I don't have as much of a temper as he does.
Fair enough.
So I'd try and, if I feel angry, just talk it out and be reasonable.
Yep.
So that's how I differ. How I'm similar would be that... Whoa.
Both got big muscles.
Yeah, big boys. I'm loyal to my wife. I'm not yet. I will be when I get married.
Are you? No.
I'm a bachelor.
Oh, bless you. Okay.
I will be. I hope
you've
to be
learned
similar.
An important lesson during the show.
I've hoped to be similar to George. Yeah.
That's cool. All right, I want to ask, are you into any British comedies, if any, and what, why? Yes, I am. Why? What do you like about that whole British European?
Oh,
scene?
I like Blackadder.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen it for a long time, actually,
right.
But I just remember being mesmerised by how funny Rowan Atkinson is, and how, you know, got the historic. It's very historical.
Yes.
And they just play with that history. Like,
yeah.
It's like, it's not modern, but it's got that. He's very deep historical, just, and they take the piss out of it all.
Yeah.
So I just find that funny.
Yeah. I feel like Drunk History is a sort of a modern day version.
Yeah.
Almost.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
And they're fully dressed up and it's great. Yeah.
They do a good job. Cool. All right. So my next question will be about the play.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think are the themes of the play for Don't Dress for Dinner?
Well, it's adult themes, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, grown up. Whoa, well, watch out.
I mean, it's all kind of secretive. You've got the secrets in there and then you've got... It's a comedy, but they're... I don't know. It's the main themes.
Yeah. Love.
Love, definitely.
Trust.
Broken trust.
Yeah, broken trust. There you go.
Yeah, things that, I guess, adults would resonate with. I'm like, they're probably just like...
Yeah.
Really much like resonating with it,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, my next question. So George is only, George is in the play towards the end of the play. He's not in it from the beginning. So we don't actually meet George from the audience
mm-hmm.
until going into Act 2. So when we started rehearsals, you hadn't joined us as such. You came to our table mm-hmm. read and mm-hmm. then you had a bit of a break.
About a month.
Yeah, before we actually got you in because we were working on Act 1.
Yeah, number 1. Yeah.
So then we brought you in for Act 2 and you were actually number 1. You were our first actor off book. And you were off book for that first
Well,
rehearsal.
I had time to do it and it's pretty quick, my lines.
Yeah. So how did you actually go about preparing for this character, or if you've ever done any other projects, how have you prepared?
You prepare? I'm pretty fresh in terms of, I've only done 2 others before.
Yeah.
So, and that was a while ago. So this was probably my first where I'm
kind
of a bit more mature and I'm thinking about, I was really thinking about George and I had some queries about what his accent was and, mm-hmm. you know, who he really was.
Yeah.
But I guess I just learnt my lines in as kind of pretty strong, angry kind of person.
Yeah.
And came and did that. But we figured that out. We've changed since.
Yes.
But I guess just reading my lines, how I think them,
yeah.
with the full stops, with the exclamation marks,
yeah.
and just getting that in. And I use an app that rereads. It's called Line Learner.
Yes, okay.
And I, so I was just kind of sitting there doing the girls going, yes, please. And like, and then I'd do my line, which it actually helps to have the others, the voices of the others, and it changes. And
yeah.
So that was to start with. I just used Line Learner,
yeah.
got my lines, and would just go on what I thought George would, what's he saying? What's he, is he angry? Is he happy or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. All right. So, is this your first play with the Arts Theatre here at Cronulla, or your second?
First.
Your first.
Yeah.
And how did you kind of...
May.
Through May?
Yeah.
And did you... You are from this area? So, you're from the Shire? Or, like, did you know the Cronulla Arts Theatre was here, or...?
So, I'm from Kolbarra Beach on the south coast.
Nice.
I moved up for uni. Lived in Maroubra and then lived in Cronulla for about 2 years now.
Yeah.
I saw the Arts Theatre just walking past, and I was pretty like, oh, it's really nice inside. And, and then... I live with an actor who does film, and we both like, oh, we should get involved. And I remembered that May, because I worked with May on a few things. I remember May did a performance here, so I messaged her and said, how should I get involved? And I came, she brought me to a play, I met a few people, and then she told me there was an audition going, and I was like, bang. And so I just did it.
Nice.
And I'm glad, so good.
Yeah, good. And the experience so far has been really welcoming.
So good.
Yeah.
It's just going to get better, I think, the more that we do it. I
mean, 100%.
Obviously, when I'm on stage, it's a bit. I'm learning a lot. I'm just like,
of course, yeah.
Am I doing it right, kind of thing? Because I'm pretty young, and there's the actor's really experienced. So I'm just kind of feeling if I'm on the right track. Yeah. But every time I feel like, this is the right thing I'm doing. This is the right thing I'm doing.
Yeah.
I think once we start, everyone starts remembering the lines. It'll get the flow.
Absolutely.
It'll be really fun.
Yeah.
But I really do. Yeah, it's great. Tom's really nice too. He's good.
Yeah, he's awesome. Tom's our director, Tommy Richards.
Yeah.
He's great. All right, I think that's pretty much all the questions. I was going to say maybe we'll have a quick word association game to wrap it up.
Yes, right.
If that's all right. So I'll start with niece.
Uncle.
Good. Affair.
Don't do it.
Fair enough. All right, French.
Bonjour. Hot lady, sexy.
Marriage.
Don't do it.
Train.
Funny hat.
Very good. Allegiance.
I'll never leave you, I swear.
That's very good. Last one. Sauce velouté.
Sauce salute.
Ah, very good. All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks, Robert, for joining us.
Thank you.